Summary. Theologians and laymen alike who continue to study the Bible find it impossible to bring all of the vital scriptures in the New Testament into complete harmony, although there is a sincere belief in the church that the Bible is the inerrant word of God. There are scriptures that seem to be in conflict with other scriptures, even though both are written in the same clear context. The church has not denied the existence of seemingly conflicting scriptural teachings and reverently referred to the conflicts as mysteries. Motivated by a desire to arrive at the one truth and a consistent teaching, some Bible teachers place greater emphasis on some scriptures and far less on others. As a consequence, the once united Christian faith has divided itself into more than 12 major denominations. This was not God's desire for His church. This book was written to reinforce God's absolute truth that is presented to us in the Bible. There are no secret codes, no fine print, and there is no need for us to place greater emphasis on some scriptures while omitting others. We don't need to twist the truth and make things fit where they do not fit. Examples of some of the contrasting scriptures are as follows. The Bible plainly says one must believe in Jesus to be saved. Yet, Jesus Himself said on several occasions that many who sincerely believe He is their Lord will not be welcomed into heaven, because although they call Him Lord, He does not know them. References are found in Matthew 7 and Matthew 25, and there are many more statements to that effect made by the apostles. The Bible plainly teaches that no one can believe in Jesus unless God draws him, but that not everyone is drawn by God. References are found in John 6 and Luke 10, with many parallel statements written by the apostles. Yet, the Bible says just as clearly that God desires that no one should perish. Reference 2 Peter 3. The Bible tells us that no one who is saved can be lost. Yet, the Bible tells us just as plainly that many who believe in Jesus will be cut off and thrown into the fire. An entire chapter in this book is focused on these particular scriptures. Few, if any, Bible scholars would dispute that some mysterious scriptures exist. It's not that the scriptures are not clearly written in the proper context. It's that many scriptures do not support a particular denomination's foundational belief. The confusion stems from reading the Bible from our perspective, with our interpretation and adaptation of scriptures to suit our preconceptions. A number of subjects in the New Testament that are supported and confirmed in several books of the Bible are rarely taught in many churches and never taught in others. These topics that I believe are important to God are brought to the forefront in the chapters that follow. To clearly understand how all the scriptures having to do with who will go to heaven make perfect sense and stand in complete harmony, we must attempt to read them from the only perspective that matters, God's perspective. We must approach the scriptures with the wisdom of a father, not the view of a child. It is not wise to twist, omit, or place greater emphasis on our favorite scriptures. Rather, we must try to discern what God the Father intended for our understanding. Always consider why God has inspired both Bible statements, rather than glossing over what is fairly explicit language. What does it mean to believe, trust, and have faith in Jesus? What does God tell us about His purpose of election and drawing chosen people to Himself? Is it a free pass to heaven while everyone else suffers eternally? How can God not lose one of His own and yet make it known that some will be cut off and thrown into the fire? Be assured, this book will not simply offer another perspective. We are not in need of another perspective, but rather need to take to heart God's plainly written word. There may be 12 major Christian denominations, but there are not 12 different truths. God's Word has not created our lack of harmony, and the Holy Spirit has not led us into division. Following God the Father's perspective will lead all who desire it to the promise of heaven as Jesus has portrayed. Ultimately, it should be the goal of the church to reunite under one truth and one perspective in complete harmony. In this book, I often refer to words spoken by Jesus and the risen Christ. While the source of the words in both cases is Christ, the purpose of this is to distinguish words that Jesus spoke while walking among us from the book of Revelation, where Jesus observes us from heaven.